No, Cal, no.
He's whispering to you. Now.
Why? Why is he whispering to me?
I don't know. Maybe James knows. James?
What are you saying, man?
Where are we going?
Uh-oh.
This is a shift into an unknown, unfamiliar zone. Are you there, James? Is Ion trying to whisper that we've been disconnected again and no one's hearing our pearls of wisdom?
James, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to listen to what Ion said.
Hey, Ion! Yes, Ion. Yes. Back in the pearly gates.
No, early days.
Oh, the pearly gates?
No, early days.
Early days?
He whispered. Okay, carry on.
Okay.
Way back there, before they had Xerox machines, even the 5200 model, they had something that they called, wait for it, that was a mimeograph machine.
Yeah, the mimeograph.
The MEME or the Android Mimeo.
Mimeograph. Whoa.
Yeah. You type it on this special form and you turn it inside out and put it on this drum and put this icky nasty ink stuck in this tray. You hooked up a ream of paper, and you started, and you went around, ka-ching, 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 and it would mimeograph whatever you typed on the blank, on the form, on the...
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Whatever you created.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
You're great. What a Noah's Ark. He can remember the technology that long disappeared. Excellent. We can know what we ignored.
The Ion Whisper.
Yeah, what is he?
The Ion Whisperer?
He's the horse whisperer. He's the chip body whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
Ourselves, our chip bodies.
Right. But see how engaging it is.
It draws everybody. Everybody's head leaning up like I was on my computer last week.